Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. One local organization is looking to pay it forward through clothing. Joining us to share more on this new project is Missy Fleming, ARCO's Resource Development Director. Missy, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Bob.
Lots of great things going on. Tell us about this program and exactly how it's going to work.
Well, this is what we call a clothing forward movement. We have an employment training site called Sassy Cats, and Sassy Cats is a resale store that is run by ARCO, which is a local nonprofit United Way agency, and it provides a very important service of training adults with intellectual disabilities, giving them an opportunity to learn some fundamental job skills so that one day their dreams will come true and they'll be able to work in individual job placements in the community. So Clothing Forward is an attempt to keep Sassy Cats as strong as possible through donations and continually incoming donations so that we can have one group of individuals that are being trained in sorting and tagging and boxing and looking at details about seasonal, you know, clothing. And then on the other end, we have participants who it's a really good job match to train in sales, and they actually work in the store assisting customers as they come in and organizing the racks. And I will say that we have had a participant. Her name is Melissa, and she started out with training at Sassy Cats and worked in sales, and she is now an employee at Fiesta Nutrition and doing incredibly well. So the program works, but to keep it strong and to keep it vital, we've got to really push this clothing forward movement and get those donations coming in, because they start out serving that purpose of employment training, but ultimately through the sale of the clothes, we have the opportunity to raise money so that we can keep the business itself strong, mm-hmm. that we can pay the participants that are there learning how to be trained. So it's really vital.
Who are you looking to reach out to and asking to consider, a clothing drive?
We would love to get churches involved. We would love to get civic organizations involved. Any group, of course, individuals are always welcome. And we have been so fortunate to have many individuals that have supported us for years through donations. And I do want to say that the donations, when they initially come in, what we're looking for is there anything on the front end that our participants need? So if we have any participants that have need for something, they always come first. What's remaining goes to the resale store for employment training and for sales. And if for some reason something does not sell in that store, we even take it a step further to ensure that we're maximizing our reach and our resources by selling those clothing to a textile or a bulk clothing business. And that means that every single thing that's given to us will not go to waste, and it will be repurposed and repurposed in an incredible way.
And looking to be a part of this program, talk about, people as far as the change of season, cooler weather on the way, maybe looking at the closet and saying, okay, there's some things here that, and of course, with kids growing up. Question being, what recommendations do you have for the clothes that are donated into the program?
Well, we take every size, from clothing to adult to maternity, school uniforms, shoes, everything goes.
Right. No real emphasis as far as sizes or gender of clothes?
No. Everything is good.
Why focus on this type of project?
You know, because our folks have a dream, and many of the adults that are in our vocational program, our supported work program, don't have any experience with work, but their dream is to be out in the workforce. Some of the participants that we support in that program may have come to us from living in institutional settings where they've had ceilings put on their exposure to experiences involved. evolving work. And so this is that missing link to make that dream come true for that individual. And so it's just absolutely vital, not to mention the two other parts of this that can be very beneficial, and that is to Mother Earth.
Yeah.
You know, repurposing and recycling things are just fundamental today. And ARCO has always had a strong emphasis on recycling, whether it be through clothing or through another program that we have, ARCO Shred, which
right.
focuses on paper. The other thing is, people will have a wonderful sense of purpose in their donation, and it is tax deductible. So how much, you know, how much better could you get as far as that being incentive?
Really, and helping out in the local community. You touched upon ARCO Shred. Tell us for a moment about that program.
ARCO Shred is a confidential document destruction service that started in March of 2002, and we currently service about 150 businesses in our community, including businesses like St. Francis Hospital, many doctors and lawyers' offices, and so, you know, we've got individuals that are being trained in the art of security, in providing a top-notch service, and we have detoured about 17 million tons of office paper product from our local landfill since the beginning. And, Bob, a free service to individuals who can bring their material to us. We want to help people protect themselves from identity theft, and we'll recycle the product. So,
launching Clothing Forward, as well as the work with ARCO Shred. How can you find out more about these programs?
Have people please call me at 372-7817, or they can go to our website, which is arcomonroe.org.
Missy Fleming, the Resource Development Director with ARCO. Missy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.